Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to be coming away once again this morning, and I believe you are learning so many things through these wonderful broadcasts. Well, yesterday we started talking about In Remembrance of Me, that is about the Lord's body and his blood, which is the bread of life, and then the drink that was poured, that is his blood that was poured out for many for the remission of sins. Because of Jesus' death, you see, when they were lashing him and beating him, you know, all that was being done because of you. The Bible says, by his stripes, you were healed. When you read in Isaiah, he mentions the fact that he was wounded for our transgressions. His wounds were for our transgressions. It says he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement that brought us peace was upon him. And by his stripes, you are healed. Hallelujah. You know, so all the things that happened to Jesus' body was because of you. So when he says, do this in remembrance of me, he's saying that, remember my sufferings on your behalf. Everything I did was on your behalf. You don't need to wait until a certain time, that is around Easter time, to remember the death of Jesus. No, you don't need to wait for that. Easter is very nice. It's powerful. I love Easter. But you don't need to wait till that time. You can remember the Lord's death every single day because of the benefits that it brings to you. You see, when you remember his death, you remember the things. The cross represents the end of sin. The cross represents the beginning of the life of God for humanity. Hallelujah. When you're reading John chapter 6, let me read from verse 35. He says, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Hallelujah. He says, the one who comes to him will never hunger, nor shall he thirst. Hallelujah. Then if you read in verse 40, he says, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I'll raise him at the last day. You see. So because we have believed in him, we have everlasting life. But that life can be refreshed. How is the life of God refreshed? It's refreshed or is brought back alive in you through participating in the communion. So don't shy away from the communion. You know, there's this popular teaching that if you have done something wrong, then you cannot partake of the bread and partake of the blood. You see, Jesus gave the bread and the blood to the disciples, and just a few hours later, they all forsook him. They all ran away from him. You see, they sinned against him. They did wrong. Peter lied. That same night, that same dawn. You see, when it comes to your sin, there's a way to deal with it. The Bible makes us know how to deal with your sin. I will mention that if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Christ Jesus the righteous. Then he says it's a propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but for all them that are in the world. He says, if any man sin, he says you should just confess his sin and he shall forgive him. So Jesus is not looking out. He wants you to partake of the bread and of the blood or the wine because it is very important for you. That is the way the life of God is refreshing you. If you read in verse 51, John chapter 6, verse 51, it says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. Okay, then verse 53 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Have you seen it? So the life of God in you will not be refreshed. You know, it will not increase as it's supposed to. This whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. I want to live by him. I don't want to go any other place. I want to live by him. So, you see, I do this as often as possible. Sometimes I'll just take something. I'll take a drink and take something. Jesus didn't mention or didn't describe what can be used as his body and what can be used as his blood. You see, anything at all can be used. Like I said, you don't need to wait till you get to church before you do it. There's nothing like you should be administered by a certain priest. You see, Paul mentions that I received from the Lord and I've given it to you. You see, when you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26, it says, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. We must do it a lot, because as we do it, we show the Lord's death. You remember all the things that he has done for you, and you get to appreciate all the things that he has done for you, and get to live the life that he has given to you in excitement, in joy, in promotion, in greatness. You see, the grace of God in your life is refreshed some more. It's very important. Hallelujah. You see, and it's a means of getting you healed. It's a miracle meal, really. You see, it's a miracle meal. So when you're feeling sick in your body, it means that the life of God in you is short, and it's short circuited. It's not having the flow that it's supposed to have. The way to cause that flow to happen is by taking that communion. So you can bless water and bless something. Bread, any bread. It doesn't matter whether it's sugar bread or butter bread, whatever it is. You don't need to go for Jewish bread. No. And sometimes some people want to go for the Jewish bread that Jesus used, the bread without yeast. That's not what Jesus said. Any bread at all goes. Just know what you're doing. Understand what you're doing. Know that as you're doing that, you're doing it in remembrance of it. You're doing it knowing that the bread that you're having really is his body. And the wine that you're having or the drink that you're having in your hand is really his blood. And that as you partake of it, you partake of his body and you partake of his blood. And hence the life of God in you is refreshed. This is what God wants you and I to do. Now, tomorrow I'll explain what it means when the Bible mentions not to drink it unworthily or to participate in the body and the blood unworthily in an unworthy manner, so that you understand exactly what the Bible is saying. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep participating in the communion. Keep remembering him, doing this in remembrance of him, because that is what he wants you to do. Because as you do it, the life of God is refreshing you some more. I love you very much. God bless you. Bye-bye.